Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Cho. I'm calling from Springdale Lights. Yesterday, you ordered 24 of our purple solar lanterns for your upcoming event. Unfortunately, our supplier won't be able to get us purple lanterns for another 3 weeks, so we only have yellow ones in stock. We would like to offer you a 10% discount on them to apologize for this. Please call us back to confirm whether you'd like the yellow solar lights, and we'll set them aside for you.
Number 71. What did the listener do yesterday? Number 72. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 73. What does the speaker offer the listener? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to Osterwind Estate. The former owner, Ms. Yuping Wei, was a famous painter. What's special about this estate is that Ms. Wei designed it herself, including the landscaping. We're asking volunteers to clear debris from the walkways around the gardens in preparation for the estate's first season as a public park. You can pick up a bag and gloves from the patio area. And remember, be sure to see me as you check out before you leave. All volunteers are eligible for a complimentary visitor pass that you can use to access the estate and attend any events held here all summer long.
Number 74. According to the speaker, what is special about Osterwind Estate? Number 75. Why are the listeners at Osterwind Estate? Number 76. What will the listeners receive? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning, Ms. Espinoza. This is Marcel Fournier. It's Saturday morning, and I'm on my way to the airport. This is a little out of the ordinary, but I'm calling because in my haste I left a note with Mr. Hong's mobile phone number on my office desk. He's picking me up from the airport, and I'll be stuck if I can't reach him. I'll need you to go into the office and text me with the number. I know this is inconvenient. I'll check my messages once I land in San Diego.
Number 77. Who most likely is the listener? Number 78. Why does the speaker say,
I know this is inconvenient?
Number 79. What will the speaker do when he arrives in San Diego? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Hi everyone, thanks for watching today. If you're new to my channel, you should know that my videos focus on ways that we can repurpose common objects so that they don't end up in landfills. In this video, you'll learn how to make candles from old and leftover crayons. Your first step is to collect the items you'll need. You may already have some old crayons around the house, or you can ask your friends and neighbors for theirs. I'll be covering a lot of steps, but don't worry, A full written version of the instructions is available on my website. I recommend downloading those later for future reference.
Number 80. What does the speaker say her videos are usually about? Number 81. What first step does the speaker mention? Number 82. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do on a website? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
Thank you all for coming to this press conference. As you know, the Grand Falls Bridge improvement work has been underway for almost a year. We're nearing the final stage of sanding and painting the newly built portions. I know the fishing community has expressed concern over the potential environmental impact of this project on our local marine life. Well, all required studies were conducted a year ago. I'll take some questions now. After that, our special events coordinator will discuss the bridge opening ceremony that's being planned.
Number 83. What is the speech mainly about? Number 84. Why does the speaker say?
All required studies were conducted a year ago.
Number 85. What will the next speaker discuss? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Smith. I hope you're getting settled into your office space in our building. I'm calling about some large packages that arrived for your company last week. We're keeping them for you in the storage room downstairs. The lease agreement says management will hold packages for 5 days. It's been 10 days. Please give me a call and let me know when you can come down to claim them so I can be there to open the storage room door for you.
Number 86. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
"It's been 10 days"?
Number 88. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
Our next story concerns Ferndale Valley. It's well known that the area is one of the windiest locations in the region, and one company would like to take advantage of that natural energy source. Breeze Capture hopes to install dozens of wind turbines by the end of next year. The company is looking for local farmers who are interested in leasing some of their land for the project. In addition to being paid for the land use, participants will also be compensated for the energy that is generated by the turbines. For more information, email info@breezecapture.com.
Number 89. What is mentioned about Ferndale Valley? Number 90. Who will participate in a project? Number 91. What will the participants receive? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Kimura. I'm calling from Ferris Portable Storage. You recently ordered a container to store and move your household belongings in. I'm calling to confirm that your container will be delivered tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The driver will place it in your driveway. After the delivery, if you could, please complete the customer feedback survey that we'll email you. It will help us to improve our service. Thanks.
Number 92. What kind of business does the speaker work for? Number 93. Why is the speaker calling? Number 94. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and cleaning supplies.
This is the custodial staff's cabinet for cleaning supplies. As part of your training, you'll be expected to learn which cleaning solutions are used for different surfaces in the hotel, such as carpet and tile flooring. The spray bottle on the top shelf, Baxlin, is for glass surfaces. The product directly under the spray bottle is brand new. It was just released this month, and it's excellent for polishing furniture. Oh, and every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, a delivery truck brings any supplies that we're low on. Don't forget to check that.
Number 95. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which product does the speaker say is new? Number 97. What happens at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop and flowchart.
Welcome back to this professional development workshop. We'll continue from where we left off in our discussion on advertising through social media using videos, and we'll end today's meeting by performing a group task. Last week, we discussed the planning phase for a video marketing campaign. Today, we'll move on to the production phase. During this phase, you'll need to ensure that high-quality equipment is used for lighting and camera work and that you have the best video editors you can get for the job. We're very lucky to have an expert here today to talk about her experience with the process. Please give your attention to Usha Madan.
Number 98. What is the topic of the course? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which step will be discussed today? Number 100. What will the listeners do next?